Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Asia. May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, James Rosenberger.
How do you spell your last name?
Rosenberger.
I have Rosenberger.
I'm sorry, Rosenberger.
Rosenberger. Okay, I see right here. Okay, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
303 Barbara Street, Mount Morris, Illinois, 61054.
Thank you for that. I do see where our Omex Ultra Pro was purchased. How may I help you today?
Yes. Can you tell me the card that is that's on an American Express card?
Let me see. One moment. Okay, because I can't see your card details. Give me just a moment because I don't even think we can update cards anymore on here. So one second, because you may have to log into your account on our website to see which card was used. But give me just a moment. I'm going to reach out to my supervisor. I do want to let you know that I am still here. I'm just waiting on her to respond. I'm going to take another look over your account just to make sure. One moment, I'm going to double text her. One moment, let's see. Because all I see is asterisks. So it will not let me see your card. One moment. Okay, so the last four digits I have it here. Let me tell her I got it. Last four digits is 2004. 2004.
Okay, so this must not be an American Express card. I don't know. Can you hang on while I go get my card, or?
Yes, sir. Are you wanting to change your card method, or?
I just want to verify that it's my American Express card, and I did because I'm not sure.
Okay.
That came through on an automatic shipment, right? For the Omex shipment.
It shows every 3 months. Every 6 months. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me go get my card. I just want to, can you hang on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Did you say that it shows 0200 or?
No, sir. It's 2004 with the expiration date of 07/2024.
Trying to figure out what card it was. Is there any way I can stop that shipment and cancel that order?
Okay, give me just a moment. One moment. I do apologize, this computer is running a little slow.
Okay.
May I ask you for your reason for cancellation today?
It's because I've got like currently like five cartons or boxes of the Omax here.
Yes, sir. I do see where your next shipment is no in November. Is that still too soon for you?
Yes, it will be.
Okay, one moment. Let me see. You say you have five left, so that's for 5 months.
Yeah, but see, I have a couple different omega-3s or whatever you want to call them that I'm taking. It's a couple different products that I'm using, so that's why I've still got some here.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to reach out to my supervisor to see if I'm able to extend your next shipment. But I think that's the farthest we can go is up 6 months. But give me just a moment. It shouldn't take her that long to respond. Let me go back to your account. Okay, she's taking a look over your account now.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you know that I am still here. She's still taking a look to see what she's able to do on your account.
Okay.
Okay, so what I can do for you today is place your account in a hold until you're ready to purchase, well, ready to get more of the item. Instead of getting it in November, if you run out in September, you can always call in to get that order taken off of hold so you're able to receive the product so you won't get it too soon, being that you have a lot of the product.
Okay. I believe that card number you have is outdated. So what I want to do is cancel that card number, and then if I would call back in, I would give you a new card number, if that can be done. Or
okay, one second. Let me see what else she says.
Because I'm not showing that card number, but unless it's an old card number on a card that I have here, but I can't find a card with that number on it that's current, but I have outdated cards I haven't shredded yet, so.
Okay, one moment. Let me see, because I think you'll have to update your card information. One moment. I do apologize for the wait.
Oh, well, I'm creating the problem here. Is that not you?
I'm just waiting on her to respond so I'm able to tell you exactly. Well, I'll give you the date. Okay, let me see. We're going to see if I'm able to do it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I've just sent you an email. Once I tried to change it, it automatically sent you an email to update your card information. But I'm still waiting on her to respond to see if there's another way that I can do it. But give me just a moment. Still waiting.
Okay.
Okay, she's taking a look over your account now. So if I skipped your next shipment, I'm just waiting to see because that means that you may receive your next shipment within the next 12 months since you are on a 6-month subscription. But give me just a moment. I'm still waiting on her to respond. She's going to take a look over your account now because we couldn't change the payment method at first, but now it's sending out emails. So she's taking a look to see why. One second, I do apologize for having you on the phone so long. One moment. Yeah, okay, so let's see. Did you receive that email yet, or are you able to check your email?
See if my phone's in the other room. Just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I do see the emails here. So you're having trouble updating this information, or that's what the email
Yes, sir.
Says.
We don't have an option. We don't have an option to update it here. Does it give you the option to update it on that email address? I'm sorry, on the email that was sent to you?
It says confirm payment information. That's why I called, because it's like I received an email that
But your payment information isn't out to date. Did you change your card recently or anything? Because it shows that the expiration date is on the 2024.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm thinking that's an old card. That's why I'm saying it.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Let me ask her because I'm going to see if you're able to log into your account. you don't know your password, I'm going to send you an email so you're able to reset your password. And then you'll log into... I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
I want to cancel that shipment since it evidently hasn't left or isn't in the works.
Okay, your next shipment that is on the 10th of November.
Oh, okay. But that current card number isn't correct, so it shouldn't go through. Can I just wait? Can I just tell you today to take me off the automatic shipment and that I will call you with, then I'll have it.
Okay, so you have until November to your next shipment. So if you would like to keep the account open until November, you can always call in before November to change it. If you don't have your card information right now, or I could put your account, I could skip the next order, and then that means that you'll receive it the next 6 months after November. So that'll be basically a year, and you'll have that time frame to call in to change your card information, because your next shipment date is not until November. That means that we're not going to charge you till November. We're not going to charge the card until November the 10th.
Right. I'm trying to figure out where this card number's coming from. I guess I can just leave it there then, since it's till November of this year. Then that you're showing the next automatic shipment.
That the next shipment. I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
Can I just cancel the product?
If you would like, I can go ahead and get the account canceled out for you. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, give me just a moment. One second, I'm just notating your account. And would you like to try our vitamin D to strengthen your bones today?
No, thank you. I have some of that.
Okay, so I do have your account canceled out. That will prevent any future charges effective immediately as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, thank you for your help. I'm sorry I put you through so much.
You're welcome, and I do want to say thank you for calling OMX Health, and you have a great one.
Okay, you too. Thanks.